No, they put it out today, so I guess I'll find out tomorrow.
Mm. I have panda ones.
I don't.
Not right here. Where are they?
I want them.
Yeah, well, these are the 2014 ones.
I know, but I want the new ones.
What, the high cut?
I don't think I was into sneakers in 2014.
Nah, I didn't get those in 2014. I got those in 2019. I predicted, and rightfully so, that Jordan 1s would like go to the moon in terms of price.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started buying a shit ton of Jordan 1s.
I just like Jordan 1s, period. The way they look, the way they feel when you have them on your feet.
They're very uncomfortable.
I have those.
You have these?
No, I don't have those.
I'm about to say, you got these? I don't think you got these.
No, I don't have
them.
I want those. I actually want breads.
Don't you have the new ones? The reimagined?
No. The Lost and Founds? Yeah, but those aren't breads.
Yeah, I'm saying, like...
I mean...
You have those. Those are the main ones.
Yeah, but
I don't have those.
I want breads.
Oh, you want breads? Hold on, I'll be back.
No, you don't have to come back.
Yeah, I'm going
to
show you.
Are you recording right now or are we just talking?
Yeah, tell the people I'm going to walk to get shoes, show you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you say you want breads.
I'm going to get you bread.
I finally got my Black Essentials hoodie because they dropped with the spring collection last week.
Really?
Yeah, man. They got some nice colors. Sycamore. Oh, what the? Oh, bruh.
Hey, I'm gonna leave these right on the table so you can look at them.
You're an asshole. Spit on them shits.
Don't do that. Hey, I'm gonna use crap.
Look at this video.
What is it? Oh! That's your coworker.
She bit him, though.
Nah, but that's your coworker.
My man, she bit him.
But that's your coworker.
Bro, what if...
Let's start the show, because we didn't even start the show last week. But yeah, that's your coworker.
That's not my coworker.
Yes, it is. Y'all wear the same uniform.
No.
Y'all work at the same place.
Colleagues. And this isn't...
Coworker.
We don't work in the same place. I don't even know what...
Is colleague not another word for coworker?
I don't even know what state this is in. No, colleague is basically another word for someone that has the same profession as you. You guys just don't work.
Similar. Fellow worker. Similar. Fellow worker, workmate, teammate, coworker.
All right.
It's a synonym.
But...
It's the same shit.
One word. Coworker. All the other ones...
No, those are other words that describe that are in the synonym family.
Yes, but you could be a colleague from a different department. That's what I'm telling you.
But I'm saying y'all in the same. That's like
no,
me
it's
saying.
It's not the same thing.
Yes, it is.
It's not the same
that's
thing.
What I'm saying. If I work at Finish Line and someone works at Foot Locker.
It's not the same thing.
It is. It's the same shit.
No.
Yes, it is. That's your coworker.
It's not my coworker.
Yeah, that's your companion, your comrade.
Okay.
Your ally.
Okay.
Your confederate.
You can stop reading off your iPhone now.
Yeah. You're... What, I don't know. Other of these names are weird. An offsider? I don't know. Anyway, that's your coworker.
Jimmy G went to the Raiders.
Nah, you don't. You
your
don't
boy
start the show.
Aaron
no,
Rodgers
no, no,
went
no,
to
no.
the Jets.
It's official?
It's official.
When?
I believe so.
Nah, fuck that. It didn't happen yet.
Hold on. Let me check my.
I want to hear that shit.
Let me check my. Jimmy G definitely went to the Raiders.
We definitely didn't learn from the Brett Favre experience. Anyway, let's start the show.
Yeah, I don't think it's official yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Tell me who the fuck you are.
You know who this is, man. This is Leo.
Wait, whoa. You can't start with you know who this is.
Okay, I'll take it back. Tú sabes quién es.
Here we fucking go. Got a Dominican hat.
It's Leo Rodriguez.
It's Leo.
Tú sabes quién es. Opa, opa, opa. Es mentira.
Is that what they're chanting now?
No, that's a Dominican chant. They're not. I haven't heard any of their chants. But all my Dominicans know opa opa.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just follow what they say.
Jesus, this is enough of this. I don't have any introduction. I don't.
I'm gonna look into the origin of opa.
That sounds terrible. You're probably. Are with her, we're 1-1. Are we really got our ass kicked the first game?
Well, we played Venezuela, and Venezuela is basically the Astros.
Do they have Venezuelans on the Astros?
What? They got Altuve.
Oh, he's Venezuelan.
Like, three of their pitchers are from the Houston Astros. Then you got probably, now probably the best catcher because Yadier Molina retired. They got Salvador Perez, a monster.
Okay.
Then you got Santander from the fucking Baltimore Orioles hitting bombs, right?
And then, Santander, that sounds like a very white name. Isn't that name of a bank?
Yes, it is. Then you have Arias, which was like the batting champ last year. So, I mean, they got some good hitters, but Venezuelans hit. They're not just power hitters. They're also contact hitters. So, and their pitching's amazing. So, I mean, they beat Puerto Rico yesterday too.
I already played Puerto Rico on Wednesday.
So, yeah. And the way it's looking, if Puerto Rico wins today, DR might have to win out to get to the next
round.
Yeah, because I have to check exactly what it is, but I think that run differential is what determines the tiebreaker.
Oh, really?
And right now, they've only scored 7 runs. I think Puerto Rico has 15 in 2 games.
So, I was about to say, I heard not many Dominicans are on the Dominican team.
So there's a lot of like different like restrictions with this. Like they got Juan Soto from the Padres. He can't play back-to-back days. Like
why?
Because the Padres told him he can't play back-to-back days. There's another player, Marte. He plays center field and second base. They told him he can only play second base.
Mm-hmm.
Because so it's rough because yeah, they're MLB owned players, but like the WBC is thrown by the MLB, right? So, in essence, what would you think? MLB would want USA to win.
Yeah.
So, I feel like they have all these restrictions on all these players, which makes it that much harder for them to win. Which, by the way, USA got smacked by Mexico yesterday.
So, is USA even good?
Who?
USA?
They won last World Baseball Classic.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they won the last one. It was USA versus Puerto Rico, so it was USA versus USA, basically. They beat
Puerto Rico. Is that the year the Puerto Ricans bleached all their hair blonde? I think they ran out of blonde?
I think they do it every year. I mean, every World Baseball Classic, because they're doing it now, too.
Oh.
Yeah, they go by Team Rubio.
Okay.
Which I don't understand. What do you do if you're bald?
I don't know. Put on a toupee.
Get the little Trump.
Yeah, buy a blonde lace wig, mm-hmm. lace front,
with the edges.
Yeah. Pre.
Hey yo, do I see some gray in your beard?
Yeah,
some
that's been
wisdom,
there.
Huh?
That's been there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I forgot we're on this beard growing experience.
No, but this gray has been here for like since I was like 30.
Maybe I just never seen you.
No, it's because I pluck it.
Hmm.
And then my girlfriend told me that she likes grays.
So now you're leaving it.
Yeah. Hey, the fuck?
Okay.
I'm no one to impress.
Okay.
Party of one.
Party of two.
No, I'm saying I am a party of basically trying to please one person. So okay. If she said go bald, then chop all this shit off.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to, but.
Nah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it then. You got to also like what she likes, too. You can't just do something just because she likes it.
What do you mean?
Like, if she told you to go bald, that you're headstrong about your hair, I wouldn't cut my hair.
I'm not really headstrong about it anymore because I have a hairline.
The reason I said it was because you said I wouldn't want to.
I wouldn't want to because, like, at this point, I've been growing it for, what, since 2017? Put a lot of time and effort into, like...
So, basically... If you were okay with it because you were okay with it, then that's one thing. But if you were to do it just because she said so.
No, it wouldn't because she said so.
That's basically what you said.
No, I'm saying she would like, if she likes men with short hair, then I would probably go out of my way to get it short because the purpose is for her to be attracted to me more.
More?
Yeah, like she obviously, I essentially bagged her like this.
Right.
But if she likes men with short hair, for example,
then I would want to appease her for that.
I guess we have to differ there because you liked me the way you met me. Now I have to change. I don't.
It's not necessarily you don't have to change. It's more of like, man, she likes this. I want to make her happy. Like, she met me fat. You think I'm trying to just, I won? Like, no, I'm trying to lose weight.
But you're trying to lose weight. You've been trying to lose weight before you met her. So that's not even a comparison.
I'm just saying.
Like, if you were to tell me before, like, yo, you know what? I've really been thinking I want to cut my hair. I'll do it. Because I wanted to do it. That's one thing. But, I mean, you could come with a compromise. But to say, yo.
Yeah, but that's not towards everything. Like, for example, my sneaker collection is pretty. It's almost like a sickness.
Right. That's different, though.
And she's like, yo, you need to stop.
But that's not the same.
It is.
It's not. Because you've been knowing that it's been a sickness before you met her.
I don't think it's a sickness,
She's trying
though.
To
it's
help
just, you know.
Bro, I've heard you plenty of times before you met her saying, yo, I need to stop buying sneakers.
Yeah, because
I need to sell
some
of my sneakers.
Yeah, it's because of the space. If I had ample space, then I would just keep buying. That's what it would come down to. Like, I don't know. I'm just the type of person that, like, I like to step in a room and people be like, oh, shit. Those are clean.
I'm about to spit on them if you keep them here in front of me.
I'm just going to keep them there. Like, you said you wanted bread.
That's not me getting breads.
No, I'm just showing you.
That's
that
not even
there.
My size. What size is this?
My size.
Why is it? It comes with the glitter on it?
Yeah, that's the 20. What,
oh, 15? This is my size.
No, it's not.
It says 10 and a half.
You're not a 10 and a half.
10 and a half, 11. I guarantee you these would fit my foot.
So
right
you're
now.
Not going to try.
I'm not going to put it on.
Yeah, I must say
but
you're not
I guarantee
find out.
You this would fit my foot right now.
No, it won't.
Yes, it would. You know how I know?
How?
When the reverse Laneys came out, I got a 12W.
Yeah.
They fit me just fine.
Oh, you got those?
No, I returned them because I didn't like them.
Well, those are hard.
I didn't want to keep them.
Yeah, I like those.
So that's how I know those would fit me.
I have the regular Laneys too. Why are they? Are they over here? Oh, they're over here.
We'll start the show eventually.
The show's
See,
already
I like
started.
Those better. I just maybe
I should just have
maybe
a,
I like the yellow
cam. You should
the,
just
the
have
the problem
the,
is that the reverse.
You should
Laneys
just put
were,
the live on, and I'm just gonna show people my shoes.
Were
we
too
talk.
Blue. They were too blue for me.
No, these are hard.
No, the reverse ones.
They're just as hard. Mm. You know what I mean? Like
I
you
feel
just
like you could wear those to fucking school when we were St. Mary's. Is this suede?
Yeah.
See, the other ones were in suede. They were just
no
leather.
Leather. Yeah, but it's like. That's important when you just step out and people respect your shoe game. You just need to have.
Bro,
this.
I haven't bought more sneakers because I feel like I need to have a house.
Yeah. House is more important. But at this stage in my life, when I was buying shoes, it wasn't more important. It was just like, yo.
You're stuffing the wrong side. In.
Oh, my bad. But yeah, it was like, yo, like, I'm going to buy these shoes. I was outside. I was essentially traveling the world. I was meeting people. And these shoes would get me into conversations with people.
Really?
Hell yeah. You know how many times? Like, you have to dress from the feet up. That's the hardest part is the footwear.
Because
It's easy to find the top. It's easy to, like, you put on a Milwaukee Brewers hat. You call it a day with this.
Right.
You don't got to really think. Obviously, you know, Bulls, but no one wears NBA fitteds.
It's like a two-part thing now, too, because, well, not now. It's always been, but you buy the sneaker, then you got to figure out what hat am I going to get to go with it.
Yeah, but when you're lucky,
everything else in the middle doesn't even matter.
No, it matters.
It does, but what I'm saying is like when people look at you, your hat and your sneakers go, you're right.
Yeah, but you can't be too matchy-matchy either, because that's corny.
Right. Well, you're different, right?
Yeah, you just have to buy things that complement each other. I can guarantee you, me stepping out like this, I will look like, oh, shit. Yeah, he's not looking crazy. That's why I be having these arguments with people, and this is just a tangent at this point.
Like,
I mean, is it a tangent? We haven't gotten into anything, so this is
yeah,
this is Rambo talk right now.
Yeah, it's I never met a reseller who could dress.
That's pretty accurate.
It pisses me off.
The only one I would say, well, you know, Mark,
he don't count. Because I don't really consider him a reseller because he's, I mean, he is, but he actually wears his shoes.
And Rich.
Rich is a dad. He don't count. But he's another one. Yeah, I'm talking about people like the people I see all the fucking time. These niggas can't dress and they buy up all the pairs and they're just mad corny. And I just hate that shit. Mm. Like, it's different if you can actually dress. It's like, all right, well, at least, fuck. Like, you're actual sneakerhead. Like, you actually know the culture and you've been doing this for a while. It's just these kids that just fucking know how to fucking hack and know how to fucking code. And they just buy everything.
The bots.
Yeah, it's just terrible. That's why the culture of fashion is so trash.
Reselling alone has been fucking going down the drain anyway.
No.
It hasn't been on the rise like it used to. Like,
it's not necessarily as high as a rise. It's just the fact that you have to know what to buy.
I know, but before it looked like you could just buy any Jordan that came out and it was going to hit.
That's now, because the consumers. Yeah, because the consumers are stupid.
Right.
There's a lot of shoes back in the day that were fucking garbage and people would buy it. And I was just like, this is terrible. And they still go for money. There's shoes that, like, sat in the early to mid-2000s, and, like, you try to find them now, and they're, like, worth money. There's these shoes right behind you. Those black Motorsport 4s, the ones above it.
Yeah.
Yeah, them shits sat. Now they're going for, like, $400 or $500.
Really?
Yes. I got mine for a hefty discount. But, you know, that's how the game is.
It is what it is.
Yeah, that's why I personally just buy what I like.
That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Like you said, those the reverse Lanes, you thought they were fire? I didn't like them. So that's why I returned them.
I know that I can put a few fits together with that.
Oh, no, I know you can. I just didn't like them.
No, yeah. I mean, if you don't like them, you don't like them. It's like me. I buy like every fucking 11, and I probably only wear like one.
I tell you what, though, if the Gamma 11s come out again, I'm definitely good.
I have those.
I know you do. I've seen them.
I'm going to pull them out again.
Stop.
Yeah. That's what the show's going to be. Just me.
You're a fucking asshole, man.
Yeah. That's what this is about.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to stop talking.
You talking about these?
No.
You talking about these?
No, I'm legally blind.
You're legally blind? Let's talk about your coworker.
That's not my coworker.
Yeah. Talking about those?
Oh, my God. Are these 10 and a half, too?
Nah, those are a 10.
I'd have to break my toes, but they'd fit.
Terrible. I never wore them.
Why?
I didn't want them.
So why do you have them?
I mean, at this point, it's just to collect the... I might just wear these one day. Like, this weekend.
I want them.
Just walk in and just because everybody's like on this shit, just wear them.
Well, they're dying for them to re-release. People are hoping that they come out this year.
Yeah, I'm going to wear these on Saturday.
What Saturday?
Nothing. Just to piss people off. Like, yo! But yeah, just to let people know, like, just because niggas is in Vans or Crocs, like, I'm nice. I've been doing this for a while.
Damn, Dan.
But talk to me about your coworker. Why did that girl spit on him?
I have no idea. That's the only clip I saw. They're not my coworker.
I think they're your coworker.
They're not, because then you make it think like it's someone from Jersey City, and it's not someone from Jersey City.
It's not?
No.
Oh.
I don't know where they're from. I just told you.
They're from Jersey City in my story.
Oh my God.
All right. Yeah. And that shit happened on the hill.
You're basically the police equivalent of racist. That's basically anything.
Some racist against all blue lives?
Yes.
That's I ain't gonna lie, but the lady that was there looked like she was from the hill.
Bro, she looked like she bit the shit out of him.
Nah, I ain't gonna hold you. If someone bites me, you might have to get a two-piece. Like, it's a pandemic outside still.
Exactly. Listen, bro, I tell you what. you never know what these people have, and these people never know what I could have if I had something, you know? So you don't just go biting people.
That's crazy. And they look like there was that fucking Dollar Tree.
Bro, I'll tell you what, when COVID started, we had a lot of people threatening, I'll spit on you.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I heard that. That was, like, terrible. Because that's not only, like, you're putting somebody's life at risk, that's about the most disrespectful thing you could do.
No.
Spitting on someone?
Right.
I'll kill somebody. I'm not supposed to say that in front of a police officer, but
I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, but I'm dead ass. Like, I'm not even playing. Like, that's super disrespectful. To spit on someone?
Yeah, that's wild.
That's crazy.
That's odd.
Like, that and telling someone to suck my dick are probably the two of the most disrespectful things you could ever do to someone.
I've had someone
tell you to suck their dick?
Yeah, and then they put a complaint out on me because they said I wrote a false report. And then, you know, IA has to do their due diligence, follow up, and see, you know, we have our body cams and everything. I know I didn't do anything wrong. And then IA calls. And what does he do? Tell them to suck his dick. That's wild, right? Like, I don't understand how you expect to. I don't know. I just listen. I'm a person that I give respect, and I would hope I would get the same respect in return. Like, the only way something can get resolved is if we're both level headed.
That's not gonna happen.
In a lot of situations, most people are level headed. You get your one or two people that are, you know, but we're always taught to start low, and then if you have to, which I try to avoid at most parts, to escalate. But it makes no sense to escalate. Nothing's gonna work.
Try to de-escalate.
Yeah, I mean that's the prime thing you want to do is de-escalate. If something's high, you start low. You don't start at their level.
You got to meet them where they're at.
No, you. That makes things,
I'd be a terrible cop.
That makes things 10 times worse.
I'd be a terrible cop.
Even in life in general, you don't just start
with someone.
Well,
this is why I've never made it anywhere.
Bro.
I get invited to the dance because it's like my resume is impeccable, and then the people find my warts. It's like, oh, this nigga's a loose cannon. Like, buyer's remorse. Like, they want to get rid of me. But yeah, I mean, it's hard to have, like, you know, that level of, like, they teach y'all that?
Teach you what?
How to be calm.
They stress it a lot. It's actually a key. It's very key when you, like, go to handle a call or something like that. Like, you try to.
I'm saying they don't teach y'all that in the academy?
How to de-escalate things?
How to do that and be calm?
Yes.
Can you give us an example of what they do? Or is that, like, confidential?
I mean, at this point, it's just second nature. I can't remember the actual teachings. Like, I went to the academy 4 years ago. But it's second nature to me, like, you know, the verbal judo and all that stuff.
Verbal judo. That might be the name of this episode. Give me an example of verbal judo. But that sounds fire.
It's just talking people down, bro. It's just talking people down. Just de-escalate the situation. Let them know that you're human just like they are.
I want to do verbal jujitsu. Can I do that? Is that even a thing?
What is that? What even is that? Like,
I don't know what verbal judo is. That shit sounds like an equivalent. They sound like coworkers.
They sound like colleagues.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean.
So you de-escalate how? Give me an example.
I mean, for me, most parts, I let them, look, I'm human too. I have my situations, you know. You just got to calm down.
You tell them that?
No, but, oh. I mean, you talk to them and you let them know, like, yo, like, the way I see it is, I've been a human my entire life. I've been a cop for 4 years. Mm-hmm. I can level with you on what's going on. I don't know exactly what's going on with you, but, you know, not everyone's perfect. You know, you might have made a mistake here, but you work on that and, you know, you just try to bring people down, man. I've gotten to points where I've seen people want to fight me, and then we talk about it later, and he was like, yo, you're actually cool as hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all about how you treat people. I've had to drive someone to county, and they'd be like, yo, boss, can you look up the score for me? I put a ticket in. I want to know if it hits by the time I get out of jail tomorrow. And I look at the scores for him like, you might have busted on this ticket, but it's like, all right, man, I appreciate it. But just those little things go a long way, man. Like, you got to show that you're human, too.
Hmm.
But you can't let yourself get disrespected either. It's just like human nature.
I don't know, man. I'd be a terrible cop.
I don't, like, look, nigga. I don't see there being much of a difference between being a cop and a human being. It's the same thing.
No, it's a lot. That's crazy.
No, it's not.
There's not that much of a difference.
No, you have to. So let me. What makes you say it's crazy?
Everything, bro.
How?
The dynamics.
As far as
of being a human being, a civilian and a cop, that's crazy.
Tell me what makes you disagree with that.
Bro, the optics of everything. You are literally law and order.
Correct.
Yeah, nigga, what do I got? Nothing.
But you're going off of what? Cops that act like they're the shit because they're cops? Or
no, period. A nigga in uniform, you got to respect him by law. Like, that is key.
I'm talking about handling situations. I'm not talking about...
Oh, I mean... I don't know.
I would handle a situation as a cop working as I would as a human not working.
I wouldn't.
People don't even know I'm a cop until someone said, and this is the thing I hate the most. This is Leo. Oh, he's a cop. No, bro. I am a fucking human being. Like... No one says, yo, this is Ash. He works in embroidery. Unless you're going somewhere that might benefit you. Or this is such and such. They work construction. Like, no. Introduce me as Leo.
I work in sales.
Right. Like, who the fuck? That shit pisses me off.
Well, your friends suck.
I got to eat it. And it's just like, bro, a lot of people are like, yo, I would never think you're a cop. What makes me any different?
I don't know. They expect, like, you know, some fucking white boy who's like 6'4", 300 pounds.
Time to wake up, bro. It's 2023.
That's what stereotypical people think. I'm just saying, handling situations, I'm terrible. Because I'll give you an example. I was at work today, and today sucked. Like, it was like about everything that could go wrong.
Did.
And they kept fucking up. And at that point that, like, at by the time 10 o'clock hit and they were on their first mini break, everything was a joke at this point. I had, like, a mini tally and had everybody's names. It's like, every time you fuck up, I'm going to put a little check to you. Everybody's names was just with, like, at least 4 or 5. I was like, you guys are sick. And they're laughing.
Like they were doing this on purpose?
No, it's just, I don't know what the fuck was going on. It was the opposite of verbal judo. it was just bad. Like, then I went to the other station that kind of works with us. Uh-huh. And he was telling me that they were fucking up too. Like, they was just doing something for paper planes. And they just sent the whole NFL box with no labels.
Oh my God.
And that's what they got paid to do, was stick a label on that shit. Hey, and it was like, nope, we're just sending this shit out. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on with these niggas? It's just like, they just collectively didn't give a fuck.
It's the hour change, bro. People still adjusting to
it. Maybe that's what it was. You know, honestly, that I might jack that. It's like, I didn't even realize it until, like, you said it.
Bro, like today I was just like, all right, I'll be here at 6. And it's just like, I'm used to coming here and it's dark on my way here. Let's see the sun out. And I'm like, yo, what time is it? And I'm like, oh shit, you know what, yo, I'll be there at 6:30. Because it's just like, it's still light out right now. I'm used to us recording at 6 o'clock and it's fucking dark.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. It's crazy. I handle things terribly. And if I was a cop, I'll be making jokes that these niggas got arrested.
You know, I'm what's like, crazy is that sometimes it seems like it's easier to handle someone else's problems than your own.
Hell yeah. Because I could turn my shit off. Like, I'm making fun of you. That's why people love reality television.
And sometimes in reality, you make those jokes with them and they laugh with you. And that shit already de-escalates the situation.
Yeah, but imagine there's a domestic violence.
Even in those.
Damn, I'll be like, yo.
It depends how bad it is or whatever, but even in those. Listen, you got to understand, cool heads are what prevail. No matter how bad a situation gets, you have to be able to try to get a level head in there somewhere. You get what I'm saying?
But imagine, like, you know, something really bad, like murder. I'm just going to be here making jokes?
That's tough. No. But that's why you have to judge each situation.
But that's what I'm saying. I'll be a terrible cop because I'm going to just handle everything the same. I'm just going to make jokes.
It could be. I mean, that could be something that lightens up the mood regardless. You can't. The one thing I don't do is ever judge anyone, regardless of what happened.
I'm not going to judge, but I'm definitely going to make fun of somebody.
Make the jokes.
Yeah, I'll get fired. Don't make me turn my badge in.
I think people, I mean, look, there's definitely tough situations, but you have to try to work your way around things. And I think that's what makes, I mean, a lot of people disagree with me, but I think, you know, like my coworkers and, you know, people around the country, you see a lot of the bad stuff.
Exactly, your coworkers.
No. You see a lot of the bad stuff, but no one ever really sees all the good things that go on. And there's a lot of people that really take this job seriously, and they're really good at it.
Yeah, but that's life, bro. No one's going to
ever show the good. I know that. But we are scrutinized so much.
It's because look at the shit that y'all do. As a collective, not just you.
Listen, a lot of people say they know what to do until it's time or when they get put in that position. That's why we have a saying, we don't Monday morning quarterback, because hindsight's 20/20. You can say what you would have done looking at it. Now try being in it.
Yeah, but there's certain things like that Floyd thing was terrible.
Listen, and I that's why I said you get certain in anything, any culture, any situation, any issue, you always have your bad apples.
Oh, yeah.
But those aren't indicative of all the other people that, you know, I can't even give you, I would have to look it up, the amount of cops there are in this country. Cops, state troopers. And what do you have? You have 20, maybe 30 people.
Yeah, but you also within the country.
So now those 20 to 30 people are going to determine how cops are in general?
Yeah, but you also have to realize how the history of cops began, what cops initially were, what they were intended for. That also plays a part in it. Like the fact that cops were like the badge was essentially for you to like pick up slaves, runaway slaves, and then they used this not gonna say not you, but I'm saying I'm going off just the level of history. So it was initially used to, like, you know, find runaway slaves. And then you see all these years later, a lot of the stuff that's brutal is a white cop or police officer doing crazy harm to, like, someone of color. That's the thing, because I've never seen a Hispanic or black cop do the shit that the white cops do to the opposite race. Never.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure it happens, but I've never seen that shit. All these major fucking instances, it's the white cops. And that's where the underlying and the undertone of racism is like heavy. It's not so much as it sucks because you get caught in a crossfire because, you know, you wear the uniform.
You know how rough it is to wake up in the morning and you find out a cop somewhere 3,000 miles away did something, and now you have to be on high alert because you're also a person wearing blue.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know how it feels because I'm not a cop, but
it's tough.
My little fake situation when I was working at StockX and I went viral, I felt like, and my name didn't even make it on the screen, but I knew it was me because I saw the information.
Right.
And I felt like, holy shit, the entire world is like looking at me for something.
You felt
I did.
That way. You felt that way when you saw that other fucking video.
Which one?
The one where my man was trying to figure out if he could pass a fake through fucking...
Yeah, that was me.
That I know that, but you started shitting bricks when that came out.
Yeah, because I thought I was going to lose my job. So, but what I'm saying is the fact that like that happened and like now all eyes are on you and it's just, and I was technically anonymous because they don't have the person's name.
Right.
So it's the same thing with you, but you're out in the open because you wear your uniform. Mm-hmm. So I can only like guesstimate that feeling.
Imagine being on high alert when they came out with the verdict for the George Floyd case. And now the verdict came out on 420. So now we're outside working extra hours because niggas, we don't know how, if people are going to riot or not.
Or eat a brownie.
But like, you know, then I know when the thing from Memphis came out with the five cops that beat up the one guy, I forgot his name.
You know, pick a name.
No,
I'm just saying.
That's stereotypical, but
no, I'm saying there's been so many.
But no, the Memphis one that happened a couple months back with the team of five that they pulled the guy out the car, he ran away.
Oh yeah, I don't remember the name, but I heard of it. It's rough, bro. Like, it's the most demanding job, but you know, it's thankless.
It definitely is.
You really, I don't know. It's not something, it's not glorified the way they do it in the movies, I'll tell you that much.
Nope. It's not Chicago PD.
Nah, and it's terrible, but you know, you coming from a civilian, especially a civilian of color, especially a civilian of color who has a past, you know, I'm just breaking down what it looks like from a person on this side of the...
So, what do you think I was looking at for 30 years of my life before I became a cop?
No, but you're talking about 30 years of a life of a civilian without a record. I'm talking about a civilian with a record,
okay,
which is me, where, like, I've had SWAT pull fucking, like, sniper rifles and fucking AKs to my face, mistaken identity, pulled me out of my car when I was living in my car, homeless, because they thought I was part of, like, some drug fucking bust, because we had the exact same make, model, and year of a car and color.
Okay.
So, like, that type of shit for me, like, I never got over that. So... It's helped me ease it because now you and like Lewis used to be, and it's like, okay, like obviously there could be some good in this because I know you guys aren't like terrible, but when I would see one, I would just be like, whoa, even when I'm not, when it's not y'all and it's just someone I don't know, I'm like kind of wary, like not that I'm going to act indifferent, but I tense up a little bit because when these niggas had me in the ground and it was fucking ice and they were rubbing my face in the ice and the shaved ice.
You're traumatized.
Yeah, bro. And that's not the only incident I've ever had with police. I've had several. I mean, I got locked up for, you know, essentially something that could have been de-escalated. Like, I was picking up my ex-girlfriend from school,
mm-hmm,
and she walks with crutches and the cop wasn't trying to hear that shit when I was like parked in front in essentially a no parking zone. And I'm trying to explain it to him. He wasn't trying to hear it. Something of like, yo, just wait off to the side, or yo, I got you, don't worry about it. He was already trying to arrest me with no...
Arrest you?
Yeah, no rhyme or reason. And because I'm like, you can't fucking arrest me. Now I'm resisting arrest. Then they had to call for backup. Until, like, they surrounded me. Somebody hit me with a nightstick on my knee. They rubbed my face in the fucking concrete. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Nah, man. That shit happened, like, on Father's Day weekend 2010. It's, like I said, it's done. I mean, that's the record that's on my...
But is it really done? Because it still lives in your mind.
It's in the back of my mind. Every time I see, like, flashing lights... And it could be like, oh, shit, is this for me? That's when I was like, yo, damn, I need a gold card.
Because it's like, I don't really be outside to begin with anymore.
Right.
But you never know. And I make sure, like, I'm driving fucking 11 and 2. Fucking
it's 10 and 2, bro.
Oh, 10 and 2. Then that's why I probably get pulled over. But, you know, like, I'm fucking, like, making sure, like, I'm driving the speed limit. I'm not doing no wild shit. Because I don't want to bring any attention to me as it is. I'm not going to wave this shit like a, oh, like, I got a gold car to do whatever the fuck I want. But it's like, I know if I have to fucking de-escalate something and I pull that shit out, there's 100% chance that they're not just going to fucking do some wild shit. They would at least make the attempt to call. Like, yo, who the fuck is this nigga? Like, oh, that's my cousin.
I've gotten asked who it is when I had to present a gold card before.
Yeah, but I'm saying it wouldn't be on some shit like if I didn't have a gold card and they run my plates and they see I have a record. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, what are we doing in the street? Why? Well, let's see if we can find more. You know what I mean? As opposed to if they see my record, but I have a gold card, it's like, maybe this guy turned his life around. Let's call and see, like, before we fucking put a nightstick on him and, you know, beat his ass. It be like that. Like, that's how I think. That's why I try to do everything in my power to just stay the fuck away. Stay out the street. Be home. Like, don't piss anyone off. Nothing good is going to come from it.
Nothing good comes from the streets anyway.
No, I'm not saying even just the street. I'm just saying just being outside. I could be a civilian just enjoying, you know, a night out on the town. But I'm not trying to fucking, like, bring any attention to me unless I'm wearing these or these.
Yeah, whatever.
But yeah, man, that shit's scary, bro. Like, that's what I mean when I'm saying a civilian with a past. Like, I look at these videos and I'm not even, you would think that as much as this happens, I would constantly think about what happened to me. And I was like, I don't even feel a thing. I feel like this is normal now. And I don't buy too much into that because I don't see the full context.
I only
saw 15 seconds of just a woman looking nuts.
No one will ever post a full thing because in a lot of cases you post a full thing and things are justified. I'm not saying in every case, but...
That's media. You can't really ever take anything at face value when everything could be edited. It'd be like, you know, clip to just see that. You know what I mean? So it's just very, very, very sad that, A, she bit the dude. In that case, like, I ain't gonna hold you. He did the right thing. Like, you should never put a hand on a woman, but you don't bite somebody, man.
There's a lot of diseases out of
Yeah, she world, literally man. Took a bite out of crime.
That's stupid.
I had to get that out. It was right there. It's low-hanging fruit, and I'm fucking short. So, yeah. That's literally what that should be called, taking a bite out of crime. Oh, I cracked myself up. Anyway, I don't fucking... still have no Instagram, still have no social media. What's going on with Ja Morant, man?
There hasn't been any updates since.
I read fucking things every day. I heard they fucking leaked the fucking video from the strip club.
I don't know if they leaked the video. I did see a picture.
Okay. Well, they said that the video looks like if he was a character on Grand Theft Auto 3.
He looked like he was very into it. I wonder if I can find that picture for you.
That might be the cover art of this thing, of Verbal Judo. He had the fucking... The 2D pixelated buns on his face. He was at they say he blew $50,000 in two nights.
Fucking dollar bills all over the damn place.
Yeah, they said they needed a rake. Like, damn, bro. Like he's throwing his whole life away.
Bro,
not so much about the strippers, but like the fucking gun. Like, why would you need to do that? They say he's not even gangster to begin with. I wouldn't know, cause I don't need a house, but you don't need to be bringing that type of attention your way.
Nope.
Like, you play basketball. He's like 23.
He's mad young.
This might be the picture of...
Let me see.
Of the gun. What they believe to be a gun. What does that look like to you?
That shit looks dumb, is what it looks like. That's not the one I was talking about.
No, I know. But I think that's the picture that got him in trouble.
But it's like, why? Yeah, that's the one. That shit looks like the New York
Bro,
Post.
You can't even see the floor.
I heard he was eating like chicken wings and like tenders.
Bro.
I ain't gonna hold you. I don't go to strip clubs anymore, and I definitely don't eat meat anymore, but you find the best wings at a fucking strip club. I will say that.
I've never eaten food at a strip club.
What? Oh my God. You're fucking cheating yourself. Sometimes when I used to work for making uniforms for your colleagues in Hackensack, there used to be a strip club right next door to my job. And every fucking day, because at that time I still ate chicken.
In Hackensack.
Yeah, it's on Main Street.
What's the name of the place?
Soames Uniforms? Mm-mm. I'll show you off the air. Anyway, there's this terrible fucking, I don't know if it's still there. It was a strip club that was right next to the fucking, and we used to do their gear. So like they would like sell t-shirts or like hats to like customers and shit. Mm-hmm. So I forgot the name of the strip club. It was so long ago. But every fucking day, I'll go right through the back of the building, going through the back of their building because it's next, it's like connected.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, yeah, come in. I'll walk right back through the kitchen and then I'll sit right in the corner, like sooner where the entrance is. And like I was there every day. And every day they'll have a 12-piece tenders, mozzarella sticks, and two Corona and Grenadines waiting for me. Every day, Monday through Friday. Some of the best fucking chicken ever.
Interesting.
Yeah. In the beginning, they even threw me a couple lap dances, like in the very, very, very beginning. But those are some of the ugliest women I've ever seen in my life.
Like AJ's?
Worse.
Oof.
Yeah. Worse than AJ's. Yeah, it was really bad. But the chicken was fucking amazing. But that goes to show you, like, the worse the strippers, the better the food.
Something got to keep them coming back.
Yeah, it was really good food. The atmosphere was terrible, but the food was amazing. Anybody who, like I said, I don't really do any of that shit anymore.
You make it sound like it's drugs.
No, I'm just saying, I don't leave the house. And I don't do strip clubs anymore, and I don't eat meat, so... But if
so
you
if wifey told you she likes to go to a strip club, you would go?
She hates strip clubs.
But that's not what I'm saying. If she would have told you she likes going to strip clubs.
We could try it. I mean, it's not really, I know she hates that type of shit. She probably hates this portion of the conversation. But it's just a, you know, painting a vivid picture of right. my past. But yeah. I mean, if it's something that she'd be into, I'm like, all right, well, these are the ones I've been to. You want to, like, check them out? But she's not into that shit at
all. No, I didn't think she was. I'm just saying, I just threw it out there.
She's a woman of couth and decorum. She don't play any of that shit.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I'm phased out of all that shit. Because
mm-hmm.
I was a faithful strip club attendee.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, it's because... I like to be surrounded by women in the sense of, like, I don't like to be around niggas. Like, when niggas bring drama.
I can see that.
Yeah, so it's like, it's not many niggas that are, like, in the same wavelength as me.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, like, mind. So, that's why I don't have many friends.
Okay.
Like, one of my best friends, I don't even talk to like that, but it's like, we can, pick up right where we left right. off. If yeah,
that's the way it should be.
And it's funny because when I'm going through something, he's literally going through at the same time. And if I'm thinking something, he's probably right now thinking of the same thing.
Interesting.
It's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another friend who I met in one of my later jobs, who I consider a really close friend. Same thing. I mean, he's a little younger than me, so he's still got like. Trying to get all that shit out of his system, but he's already...
The one at Taco Bell?
No, he is... kind of, he's about to work for MTA if he gets his job.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's already winding down and just on some shit. Like, he's just trying to, like, get his shit together. But we're, like, all on the same type of wave time. Like, everybody else wants to be outside. They want to pop bottles.
Like, nah, that shit's overrated.
No, but people still do that shit. I know. People be in their fucking 50s.
I know.
Standing on couches. Doing fuck shit. It's terrible. It's nasty work. Niggas dress terribly. They get the new shoes, wearing all white. With them, they're wearing shades indoors.
I can't stand that shit.
They're holding
bro.
On to the fucking hairline. That shit was fucking gone like 8 years ago. They got the backwards fucking, you know how people got the mohawk? They got the fucking baldy hair, and they got the dude look like Hawk from Legion of Doom. He got the double fucking mohawk because he's fucking going bald. Yeah, bro. It's bad. People don't really value their time or their, like, spirit. So me, I was a lost soul, so I would just go to strip clubs. Make conversations with women, not even wanting to go do anything with them, just have conversation.
Right.
Drinking beer, eating wings.
That's where you felt comfortable.
Yeah, it was a safe place. And then, like, we would often make fun of, like, the dudes that, like, overspend and really think they were going somewhere.
Right.
And then with me, it's like, oh, hey. Sometimes they'll give me drinks on the house, hookah on the house, because I was a big hookah guy.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I don't even do that shit either. Trying to preserve my lungs because of COVID.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Lasting effects with that damn thing.
Yeah, man. It's, I don't know. I'm very boring now. I'll tell you something I did this weekend.
What'd you do?
Which, this is how you know I'm in love. So my girlfriend bought a book. It's called The Adventure Challenge. And it's like a book of like 50 date ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen like promotions for it.
Yeah, so I never heard of this shit because...
Like you like peel it off.
Yeah, so we did the first one and actually filmed it on some just for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Helpless Baker. And I had to make the ingredients.
She's blindfolded or something?
I'm blindfolded.
And
she's guiding me. Right. And I fucked up royally. I made a mess.
But did you guys have fun?
We had tons of fun.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's the type of time I'm on. Like, I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't like people. Like, now more than ever, especially I found, like, she's like the female version of me. Well, the woman version of me.
Yeah, how crazy. You tell me hookah, somebody sends me a picture of them smoking hookah.
Terrible. One of your coworkers?
No, a good friend of mine.
Ah. Yeah, man. That's the type of time I'm on, bro. Just staying out the way. Enjoying myself. The soft life is what they call it.
There's nothing wrong with that, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Soft life keeps you living longer.
Yeah. That's all I want to do. Now that I'm like, you know, oh, I start therapy tomorrow.
Yeah?
Yeah. I started at Tuesday, 6 p.m.
Good shit.
Yeah, man. It's going to see if this guy actually knows what he's talking about. Because people just kind of throw...
You went with a guy, huh?
Yeah. I mean, well, I had a guy. Well, he was gay, so... I don't know what he identified as, but...
Oh, my God.
No, I don't know. So, yeah, he's a Dominican guy. He speaks not a lick of English. So, we'll see. Hopefully, he can help me.
Wait, your therapist now speaks no English?
Very little.
Oh.
He speaks like how you were trying to introduce the pod?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Heard a few opas.
Opa, opa, opa.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about my therapist saying that, but we're going to give it a try.
Peluche.
Yeah, so hopefully... Have you been going to therapy?
I'm doing a once-a-month thing right now.
Once a month.
I actually... Yeah, we just talk once a month right now.
If I was a fucking...
Progress.
If I was fucking owner of, like...
How do you buy a police station?
I don't think you do.
Like, there has to be a way for you to like make your own police station.
Nope, don't think so. Pretty sure it's government.
Well, if I was a government official, I'd make y'all motherfuckers take therapy. Mandatory. Weekly.
I don't know. You can't mandate someone to do something unless you're paying them for it.
Yeah. So, we fucking pay taxes. We want your fucking mentals right. That should be part of your 40. Part of your missed meals. Yeah. Do that. I feel like that should be mandatory.
I feel like everyone should have therapy. Not just our job.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, you guys, like, I feel like that should be mandatory part of the job.
It's relaxing, to be honest. I mean, my biggest fear when I first, before I ever did it, was just like, you know, I'm not crazy. I don't need to go see a therapist. People don't understand that. It actually really helps a lot. And yeah. You're not crazy for doing it. You're actually smarter for doing it because you get to just get a lot of shit off your chest. And you have someone that's willing to listen and, you know, give you feedback without judging you.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, they have really nice velvet couches. I believe so. Did you see the Oscars at all?
Saw none of it.
Me neither. I'm about to see one.
I forgot about it, actually, till I saw a video.
Let's see who won.
There's a movie called Everything. I forgot what it's called.
I was kind of hoping. What does it say? Ciara wears barely there naked dress to 2023 Oscars after party. Okay, good for Ciara. I was really hoping the Top Gun movie would win.
Maverick.
Yeah, I saw it last week.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And I slightly...
Sweeps with 7 wins.
Slightly saw that movie the other day and had no idea what was going on because I caught it like right in the middle. But it's an interesting movie.
I don't know. This shit sounds...
But they won a lot. Like,
yeah, they won. They swept.
She won Best Actress. Best Supporting Actress, Best Supporting Actor. I think it was the best movie. Like, the shit was just,
I don't know. This,
and I had no idea what I was watching when it popped up on HBO.
It was on HBO?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This doesn't look appealing at all.
Was it HBO? I don't remember now.
This shit looks like some bullshit.
The movie?
Yeah. This is like some, there's no. No, I'm not jacking it. I don't want to say any racist shit, but I'm not jacking it. The Oscars are a waste of time. Yeah, man. You have anything to music?
I don't even watch it. No, actually, I don't. I've been lacking on that. I usually leave it up to you, but I need to start getting back with my music.
Let me see if I have any music here. I found this dope song the other day. Oh! This is what I wanted to talk about that I forgot to talk about, but it's like super short because we're running long. We ain't talk about nothing for this goddamn whole episode. De La Soul finally has their catalog on streaming services. I spoke about this on Vagabonds many moons ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've spoke about this on one of the episodes here. And it's pretty cool that they're finally able to get their catalog on streaming services.
Out to the world.
Yeah, it's important. It's a piece of history that music people that are just interested in music need to have accessible. They're one of the pioneers of like sampling.
Have you heard it? Have you listened to it?
Yeah, listen. Yeah. I'm actually going to play one of the songs from their catalog. It's a newer song they were featured on.
Mm-hmm.
But it sucks that one of their members died the week before their catalog was...
hit the streaming service?
Yeah, and it sucks. And this is why I have a hate-hate relationship with the music industry.
Hate-hate.
Yeah.
And like, why is that?
Well, it goes back to the question I asked last week. What's more important? The streaming service, or, like, you know, mm-hmm. the label, mm-hmm. or the talent. Mm-hmm. Because you need both for it to work. But the way things are getting split,
one gets treated more better, or,
well, one gets all, like, if I invest money in you and I'm, like, you know, a bank, because that's what the labels are, is a bank.
Right.
And it doesn't work out, it's a write-off. You get your money back. Mm-hmm. But if something hits, like, they recoup, but then it's like they'll get fucking astronomical amounts of money.
Right.
And you're getting pennies. Mm-hmm. Like, when I went to school for music, or for audio engineering and shit, I think the splits were, like, let's say you made anywhere from, like, a 10 to 12 song album, you'd probably make, like, 18 to 20 cents a song.
No way.
Yeah. So it's like, let's say each album, you're making, like, 90 cents. Imagine how many fucking albums you have to sell. When you go platinum, yeah, you made a million, but it's like,
you didn't even make $1 million.
No, because out of that million, the label has to eat. The fucking producers have to eat.
Right.
The engineers have to eat. If you're paying for studio time, like, that's why song credits and everything are, like, important. Because we want licensing and all that mm-hmm. shit. So when this
catalog,
when the catalog for De La Soul, like, the first six albums didn't hit for forever, for like 30, 40 years almost, it's because the labels were basically raping them and were getting nothing.
Right.
So it's like, you know, then eventually they were going to put it out, and then they said they were going to get a 10 out of 100%, they were going to get a 10%. Huh. And they're three dudes. And it's like,
they
damn.
Had to share 10% between the three of them?
Yeah.
That's crazy. They couldn't even give each of them 10%.
But that's what I'm saying. It's dope to see. I don't know what their splits are now. Hopefully it's something more favorable. But it's like, yo, like, this fucking entertainment world is a piece of shit.
Right.
It's the same thing with film. Like, you pay these actors, let's say, millions, right? But when you fucking hit the box office, if the shit slaps, you're making, like, a Marvel movie.
Right.
You paying a nigga 40 mil, right?
But which is a lot. All the money you make.
Oh, yeah. You're making fucking billions.
And they just got their 40 mil.
Yeah. It's scary, man. It's fucking terrible. I mean,
it's life, bro.
Yeah, man.
You're either a boss or a peasant.
Man, fuck this job. No, I'm lying. I like my job. But this is It Runs Through Me by an artist named Tom Minch, featuring De La Soul. So I'm going to play some of this. And then, yeah, that's how it's going to work.
1, 2, 3, 4.
She's mad relaxing.
I love the way it flows. I love the way it grows. There's something in this sound that takes me far. It's like a special song. Can move my mood along. But I cannot say you'll hit through my guitar. She told me at the bass line, and everything will be alright.
I just like the it's soothing.
Yeah, man.
Take this away from me, the way I hear the melody.
That was It Runs Through Me.
That was very enjoyable.
Yeah, man. Can't be listening to all this hardcore rap all the time, bro. That shit is really fucking exhausting.
I've been on my bachata wave lately.
Oh, have you? Has there been any new bachata?
I haven't been listening to new one. Just trying to get into my culture and listening to old.
Like who?
Let's see. Anthony Santos.
Oh, that's everyone's uncle.
Elvis Martinez.
I like Elvis.
I'm actually going to go see him in a week and a half.
Really?
He'll be at the factory.
I will never step foot in there again.
Why?
I have a Dominican cap. I cannot be around more than three Dominicans at one point, including myself. So if it's four Dominicans in the room, it's OD over Dominican.
Family doesn't count?
Family doesn't count. I'm talking about like when you made me, well, not you didn't make me, but when I went to see you play the game and it was mad Dominicans.
Oh, at the softball
game? That was a lot. They were nice, but they were not as worse as I've seen bad. Where like niggas be wearing, like I wear tight ass jeans. But these niggas' jeans.
That's because you saw them wearing softball clothes. You didn't see what they wear.
Yeah. Like, I wear tight clothes, but them niggas be different.
Nah, that shit, them motherfuckers look like this shit got painted on.
Yeah, man. And then they have the fucking stupid ass names like Iriberca. Like, this. And man, it's a dude.
You definitely sounded like. Like some anime shit.
Yeah, man. They be doing that shit. And this is like, I can't stand y'all niggas. Y'all be doing the absolute fucking most. So I'm not jacking that. So, but, you know, there are people, unfortunately. So I gotta fucking deal with it. But tell them who the fuck you are. I'm gonna try to find some music for us to listen to.
It's Leo.
Is it?
I don't even know. I still don't have like a name to follow up with it, but follow me on the gram, LRod0025. Yeah. Shit like that.
Okay. I don't know if you know who the fuck this is anymore, but I formerly go by the name Ash Madison.
Formerly?
Yeah.
What do we go by now?
Same name.
So you formally and still go by?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's Siri. My bad.
Siri's trying to chime in.
Yeah, she be talking to me. I go by the unofficial mayor. You may be able to follow me, maybe not.
Not right now.
Nah. I've been on LinkedIn. I've been trying to get my shit together.
Yeah, you're being a grown up.
Yeah, man, being an adult. I should make a picture of me holding these Jordan ones on LinkedIn. Like this.
The corny to your ear thing? Oh my god, yeah. That's so corny.
I'm a corny ass nigga. I'll be in the field. I'll be in the cornfield. Full of starch. Yeah, man. Same bat time, same bat channel. Maybe. I have a goal.
What's the goal?
I think we're on episode 91. This is so fucking selfish of me. I really want to get to 100.
We'll get there.
Honestly, if this doesn't then go past 100, I don't care. Selfishly, I want this to get to 100.
We'll get to, even if we babble through it, we're going to get to 100.
Yeah. Because the last podcast ended at like 94.
We get to... We get episodes like this where we just ramble about nonsense.
Yeah.
But we'll get to 100.
Yeah, if we could get to 100, I don't care what happens after that. I can retire in peace.
Okay. But this is soothing, so we might go past 100.
I'm just saying, if we can get to 100, I'll be happy.
We'll get there. We got 9 more weeks to go.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to get them non-consecutive weeks, but...
We can do it.
We'll see.
Days might vary, but we can do it.
Yeah, man. Damn.
Interesting.
God damn.
You should have just ended it right there.
That's a terrible fucking song.
What song is this?
It's called Sex, but the E and the X is in parentheses.
By who?
Maita?
You might have to send me this one. I want to hear it.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
That was a quote. Can't spell sex without X.
Yeah.
I don't even want to dive into X's.
I'm happy right where I'm at.
I'm chilling.
Damn, that should just cut off rough. All right, well, there you go.
No fade out.
Nope, I tried to do it. It just didn't work.
Till next week.
All right. Same bad time, same bad channel.